Sí, muchas gracias, señor.
Thank you very much, Madam President. To begin, I would like to thank you and your team for the transparent and diligent way in which you are carrying out your mandate, and you can rely on the support of the Mexican delegation. We had, to a certain extent, in the formal and in the meeting that we had with the G21, we had an opportunity to offer our specific comments. But that notwithstanding, based on what I have heard during today's session, we wish to take the floor again. As my delegation has already indicated, we believe that the initial version of the report that you presented is a factual, comprehensive, and well-balanced foundation, including the various factors of the report. And as such, we believe that that document should serve as a foundation for the final product. And in this, I agree with the ambassador from the United Kingdom, and that we also need to be realistic about what we're working on, because at the end of the day, it's a procedural report with several different differences from the report in 2021, but it is many years now that we have not had a true substantive report in the conference. My delegation believes that the themes that have entertained the majority of debates during this session, that is, the discussion of the various parts of the report, illustrate how far we are from actually fulfilling the mandate. But my delegation also believes that it is important that the CD be as clear and transparent in its reports as possible and include the themes that have been addressed. And that should serve as a way of being accountable before the General Assembly, because that is, after all, the purpose of our reports, by clearly and objectively reflecting what we have done. We're not necessarily casting any judgment on our understanding of those very topics. I have heard that we need to reflect discussions, and that reflects very substantive work, but for other delegations to reflect the content of our discussions might actually renew the criticism that we are duplicating mandates from other bodies. So I believe that those judgments will have their own place in time later on, and they do not really come into the reports. Here, with the reports, my delegation believes, as you proposed in your initial proposal, that we should reflect the formal and informal meetings that were held, as well as the topics that were broached. Now, that does not preclude an assessment from any delegation on the work that has been done, and even whether it has been comprehensive or well-balanced or not. And I believe we have to be very careful with possible precedents. The issue of the presidencies is a clear example of how excessive politicization at some point in time can lead to very negative precedents. It was a reiterated practice to mention the presidencies by their name and country as an objective way of indicating who held the chairmanship or the presidency. And given to excessive politicization, now we have used this ill practice of removing any reference to who was the president. We believe that this is an unfortunate practice and that we should go back to mentioning the name of the president and the countries they represent. And well, this brings us obviously to the point on observers. Caution is required when it comes to reflecting the point on the observers, given that this could also lead to a precedent. And my delegation would want to be as factual and objective as possible and try to avoid any sort of value judgment. And so I believe that what you have proposed, was unable to take a decision, is language that my delegation can live with, but we can also live with the proposal made a moment ago by Turkey. To make it even less specific, did not take action on such requests, for example. Though for the Mexican delegation, we would prefer a list of countries that presented that request, so that at the very least we can include that in the report to show which delegations expressed an interest in participating in the work of this conference. On the work program, paragraph 12, my delegation, as it has stated already, in the first sentence, I think we can be more specific about the document presented by the delegation of Egypt, which was then negotiated later by the delegation of Ethiopia. So perhaps we could include the title, Decision on Work Program. We know that all these discussions in the CD are heavily politicized and they all have a great deal of history behind them. So being the most factual ends up being a positive factor in our favor. And lastly, on civil society participation, we understand the history behind this part. It was reviewed by the delegation of the United Kingdom already. And though my delegation is flexible on the title, we appreciate the addition of paragraph 18 bis, made by the delegation of the Russian Federation. We believe that it is also a factual statement about there being no communications from civil society to the disarmament conference this year. Now, at a different political level, we might consider the causes and concerns related to that lack of interaction. Well, simply to say that we look forward to continue working constructively on the draft report. Thank you.